Salutations, salutations. Welcome back to the Love Always series by your one and only LA Khalil. As you can see, I'm in a new space, a new living space. Got the curls going. Got glasses now. Upgrade. I can see now. I can see the vision now. So thank you. This a little bit more. I'm happy to be back. I'm hoping to make sure this stays consistent, stays here. And this episode, I want to talk about Kwame Brown. I understand you're not going to know. You don't know who he is. Rightfully so. That's understandable. You know who Russell Westbrook is. LA Lakers. He's back home. He's about to get this chip. And today we're going to talk about Kwame Brown speaking disrespectfully in regards of Russell Westbrook's choice of attire a few days ago with him wearing a dress. And we're going to speak about it. Forewarning. What I'm saying is only intended for one person, and that is to Kwame Brown. No disrespect to anyone that's going to watch this, hear this, or anything like that. This is only towards one person. And it's not because I hate this person. That's not what this series is. Not what this title is about. This is because I love this person. Let's get into it.
His fashion during a recent photo shoot.
Didn't mind yours, because I didn't disrespect Westbrook. I just said I don't rock with that. I'm a man. And I'm a heterosexual man, and you're not going to portray heterosexual men in that type of light. If you think that's fashion, then get your ass on the runway, because that's the only...
All right, let me stop you right there, Kwame Brown. So, a few interesting things, not interesting, but a few things were said that you said. First of all, you said that you are a man, and you double-backed, you clarified that you are indeed a heterosexual man. Now, from what you're saying, it not just appears, but what you're saying is I, Kwame Brown, am a real man. You, Russell Westbrook, because you chose to wear a dress, which later you said you've admitted that you've done before, you are not a man because you're wearing a dress. That's what you're saying. You're saying I'm a man. I'm a heterosexual man, and because I am not wearing a dress, because I live this lifestyle, I'm a real man, and because of you, you're lesser than me. That's what you're saying. Quick question. Who in the fuck are you? That's question one. Number two, who put you in charge of what makes a man and what doesn't? Who put this guy in charge? Who put you in charge, Kwame Brown? Who? Now, you know, you started... Now, him. Let me preference. I know he started with saying, you know, this is just my opinion. He ain't speaking for nobody or for... But you are. You are speaking for people. And people do agree with you. And I'm not going... And what people agree with you or don't, that's neither here nor there. It's just you and me. And about Russell Westbrook. You're not in charge of what makes anyone a man or what doesn't. You're not in charge of what a heterosexual man is and what isn't, because newsflash, boy, Russell Westbrook is a married man to a woman and a father of a few kids. Russell Westbrook is a gold medalist, a MVP, and holds the record for the most triple doubles in NBA history. Now, some of those have nothing to do with the other, but I'm just letting you know who Russell Westbrook is. See, you're talking about a man, Russell Westbrook, a man that gives back to his communities, a man that everywhere he goes, he's doing more than everyone else. That's just fact. He goes 110 and 150 miles per hour every game, effort. Maximum effort, Kwame Brown. He doesn't shortchange nobody, especially the people, especially his communities and himself. You, what can you say about your career besides about my mama house? That's all you can fucking say. You, Kwame Brown, who are you? In the great words and truthful words of Stephen A. Smith, you are a certified scrub. That's what you are. Nothing more, nothing less. But congratulations, boy, you just upgraded to a higher league. You're not just a certified scrub. You're a certified scrub boy. You're a CSB. That's what you are. You're a CSB. Me, I'm a CLB. That's all I know. That's what I know. I'm a CLB. You are a CSB. See, you being a CSB, a certified scrub boy, you're below the G League. you might be, you know, what is it, triple A? You may be that. Not even semi-pro. You're amateur. You're amateur hour. That's what you are. You're rec league. You're Y... No, because I work at the YMCA. More people better at basketball at the YMCA than you. You're not even YMCA. You're a park league. You're not Rutgers. You're just one in the middle of nowhere rec league. That's what you are. Stay in your fucking lane. You're nothing more than a Honda Civic. Stay in your little lane and leave the big dogs, leave the people that's actually doing things, leave them alone. You're a little pup. You're a little bitch. That's what you are. Leave them boys alone. You're not a LeBron James. You're not a Kyrie Irving, a Steph Curry, a Kevin Durant, a Russell Westbrook, an Anthony Davis. You're none of that. You don't move the needle. You don't push the needle. You don't push the fucking envelope. You don't push the agenda. You don't push nothing. Stay in your lane. Like LeVar Ball said, stay in your lane. Because right now, you're trying to say, you're not trying, but you're saying that because you don't do this, that this guy over here that's way above you, above your pay grade, he ain't a man. See, it's beyond just the disrespect that I decided to wake up and get up out of my bed and talk about this. It is the nerve and the audacity of you, Kwame Brown, to get in your Honda Civic. I don't know if this is Instagram Live or whatever. Record yourself saying these things. It's the nerve, the audacity of you to do that. That is what strikes me the most. Because people can have an opinion and disguise it as bitterness and hate. But you, Kwame Brown, a certified scrub boy, for you to have the audacity to say the things that you said and are about to say, it is appalling. And you got me out of my bed to talk about this. Whoever dug your useless piece of shit ass out of that fucking hole you've been in for the last 10, 15 fucking years, you better hold on them fucking tight and thank them every fucking second. Whoever fucking got you out the hole needs to be fucking located and found. I mean, we need to have a fucking talk. You want to have a little platform. You want to have these little lives, go on YouTube, stream. You want to have these conversations, think if you're fucking important, which you're not. You want to do that, yeah? You want to do that. You should do that. But not at the cost of the black community. Not at the cost of someone else's character. Because what you're doing is putting the African-American community, the words that you said, pushing us back. Because at no point should a black man, woman, child, anyone ever feel as though they cannot do something because it is infringement of their character. Oh, because I'm a black man, that means I can't do this because, oh, it's not fitting the norm of what a black man is. Or because this certified scrub boy wants to say that I'm a heterosexual man and ain't no one ever do nothing. I'll never respect. Who gives a fuck about your respect, bitch? Nobody. You don't do nothing. You don't push the needle. You don't push the needle. You don't. You don't push the needle. Let's see what. See if we can get more of this nonsense. Let's see what
only time I seen fashion like that. Get your mother ass up and sashay across a goddamn runway, but you walking up the damn street as a man talking about that's what we do. That's not the case. I don't give a fuck who don't like it. Gone.
The next day,
players for when they ran by white anyway. and I can speak about it. Because when I played, I had to shut my mouth too. There's two ways you can go. You bite the apple and wear them motherfucking dresses like Russell Westbrook or whatever the fuck his name is. I don't even want to say this name no more. But this ain't this first time in a dress. So I don't know why people so alarmed.
So you already know this is not his first time wearing a dress, but what the fuck are you talking about it now for? Or was that the first, or was what the what you said the first few seconds, that was back then? Still both inappropriate. Still both times inappropriate. Your pay grade is minimum wage. Russell Westbrook, we're talking about max contracts. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about max contracts. You let's, we'll get to more about you. Let's go.
This been wearing dresses and weird shit. But see, like I told you, LBJ said, your leaders, they'll give them to you. And just because this can jump high and play basketball, not Nary, not no Geechee, not no nigga I ever was raised up with, gonna be walking around the goddamn streets with a dress on and some motherfucking boots and get my respect and say he had a respect. Now,
who the fuck needs your respect? Who needs your respect, Karame Brown? Nobody. Nobody needs your respect. Nobody needs your seal of approval. Nobody needs your stamp of approval. Nobody needs your cosign. Nobody needs a Instagram shout out. Nobody needs a tweet mention. Nobody needs nothing when it comes to you. Nobody needs some fucking respect. What the fuck respect do you got? None of. You want to talk about when you were playing? Bitch, you were fucking riding the pine. You were fucking Troth, man. That's what the fuck you was. You ain't fucking Jordan. You ain't fucking Kobe, LeBron, or nothing. You are a certified scrub boy. Play in your fucking certified scrub boy league and let the big boys be the big boys. You don't run nothing. You can talk all this talk behind the fucking phone and you can drive and look cool and shit and all that. Who the fuck are you? Besides a certified scrub boy, that's what the fuck you are. You are a certified scrub boy. Stay in your lane. And I know I saw it today. You're talking about Stephen A. Smith. You're only bitter and mad because he told you and read you what the fuck you is. A fucking certified scrub. And that's what the fuck you would be for the rest of your fucking life. That's a fucking fact. You are a certified scrub. Ain't nothing that you do does anything for the betterment or benefit of anybody else. You ain't moving nothing. You ain't pushing nothing. Nothing. Stay in your lane.
You cool, my cousin. I don't give a fuck. I got girl, female cousins.
Oh, I got people I know that's gay. I got family members that's gay. All these people that you know is gay. Since you have so many people that you know is gay and that you related to, and Russell Westbrook is not gay, by the way. He's a heterosexual man with a wife, happily married, wife and with kids. Then where's the disconnect? It appears to be some level of disconnect between what you're saying. You have these people in your life that's gay, but the respect is not there. That acknowledgement isn't there. So what's so hard for you to grasp respect? Is it mostly because you was shit in basketball and everyone else, you decided to wake up bitter one day and just talk some shit? Is that it? Because that's it. I get it. It's dumb, but I get it. You know, people just like to talk shit about people, make themselves feel good. Now, I guess I'm sure you felt really high and proud. Bigging up your chest and shit. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. The fact of the matter remains, you are a certified scrub boy. And never will you be more than that. You're talking about Stephen A. Smith. Actually, I'm going to bring it up right now. I was going to save it for another video, but I'm going to bring it up right now because you need to be talked about. You need to be checked on this. You need to be checked on this. See, look, Stephen A. calls out Karame Brown. You weren't very good.
Hey, number one, and I appreciate only truth. That.
Speaking the truth.
That he couldn't see his...
Speaking the truth. Where you at, boy? Where you at, boy?
Where did those rumors come from? And what's the truth with the departure of Max Kellerman from First Take?
Self-talk doesn't improve this shit. Look at that. Come back stronger, Big Dog.
Well, the rule is accurate in terms of me wanting him off the show. Let's get that out there.
And first of all, I do not believe for one second that a weak weasel like this, especially that punch the way I saw him punch, I don't think it's just kind of interesting that his surgery was perfectly timed that he couldn't see his co-host that he had for 5 years that it wasn't nothing personal with. You just had to have your surgery around then, huh?
First of all, people are not in charge of how much time they have for surgery, when they can get the surgery. If you need it ASAP, which I'm sure he did, you got it when you could. It's that simple. He called in. And nothing different besides the fact that you're not in front of their presence. There was still level communication. On the last day of First Take, with Max Kellerman being there, Stephen A. Smith called in. Stephen A. Smith wasn't ducking or hiding Max Kellerman. And all respect to Max Kellerman, I'm going to miss him. I like Max Kellerman. He's authentic. He's very punctual with his, you know, pronunciation, with himself. He doesn't hold back. He doesn't get, you know, when the NFL players, everybody, you know, when Jalen Rose, all of them to be jumping on Max, they be doing that. I know y'all be doing that. I know they. I see it. But he never backed down. I don't think it was always fair about when they did that, when y'all did that. But he never backed down. I respect that. Now, you just talking dumb nonsense.
Cowards always throw rocks and hide the hand.
Let's see what he said.
That it wasn't nothing personal with. You just had to have your surgery around then, huh? Cowards always throw rocks and hide the hand.
Who is a coward? Who? You can't be talking about Stephen A. Smith. What he got to hide from? What did he do and say which was in him hiding something, hiding his hand? Did he chase? Did he run around the question? No. He didn't run around the question. He said, start this off. Yes, the rumors are true. I wanted him off. Pardon me. What does he have to hide?
He's a coward.
Yes, I did. You know, we don't have a bad relationship. I think he's a real good guy. I appreciate what he did for the show. We were number one for 5 years. We stayed number one, and I appreciate that. But what a lot of people don't realize is that the work that goes into doing the show every single day. And the reality is that we have 15 segments a day.
The point of putting this one out wasn't to react to Stephen A. Smith. It's to react to Kwame's reaction to Stephen A. Smith with the nonsensical name calling and still with the audacity, the nerve to have such a high horse. See, Kwame Brown, you are a certified scrub boy. And you're on a horse. You're not on a horse that is an actual horse. You're not even on you're not even on the little horses at the fair. You're not even one of those. You're on a horse made out of wood. A dry, stiff-ass horse. And it would behoove you to get off that shit. It would. You are Kwame Brown. Let me reiterate who and what you are. You are Kwame Brown, a certified scrub boy. You're not a LeBron, a Steph, a Kai, a KD, a James Harden, a Wayne Wade. Not even on Fonzie Mourning. You're not a Tim Duncan, a Chris Webber, a Jalen Rose, a Jordan. Not even close to Kobe. Would never be close to Kobe or LeBron. None of them. You stay in your fucking lane. While people like KD still in the league, getting shows put on the air, you got to do some fucking Instagram Live, YouTube shit, bitch. Guess what? You ain't that guy. You're not that guy. Okay? You're not that guy. Me? I'm that guy. You? You're not that guy. Okay? You're a fucking scrub. Deal with it. You have to live with being a fucking scrub. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to live with being a scrub for the rest of your fucking miserable ass life. And again, whoever dug you out of that miserable, long-ass, treacherous hole of yours needs to be thanked every fucking day and second by you. It still needs to be located. Because I know you didn't do it on your own. You should feel very proud about being able to buy your mom a house by being in the NBA. That's all you fucking did. That's all you could fucking afford to. Again, none of what I'm saying is because I hate you. It's all out of love. It's out of love that right now, for over 20 minutes, I am checking another. I am checking a representation and a brother of the African American community. That's all I'm doing. Your attempts, miserable attempt to push us back, I'm pushing us forward. Thank you.